Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Energy Exchange. Now, you know what? Please forgive me, audience. I forgot my show. It's no longer the Energy Exchange in the World. Welcome to Dancing with the Energy with Tawanda M. Allen. Thank you guys so much for calling in. Short show. You guys know I'm a talker, but I'm not talking today. I got some fantastic ladies on. I'd like to send a shout out to the one Vanessa, our dear one friend. Unfortunately, the goddess was not able to attend today. We have her in prayer. She has a low health situation. Trust me, don't worry about her. She'll be just fine. The cosmos have her. I just know, unfortunately, she won't be able to make it today. But I know we have another call. She'll definitely be on. So with all that said and done, I'm going to let, once again, this is a relationship conversation with a group of fantastic women that have different backgrounds, different experiences. But we're talking about who they are, what they do, and how, really not just the story, these relationships they had, and how, what the tools they were able to gain to move forward. So with all that said and done, Tawanda Allen actually is going to be quiet, and I'm going to step back and let them take over. And once again, ladies, I truly appreciate you all being here. And please, introduce yourselves.
Okay. My name is Safra Turner. I am the Infinite Ascension Matrix. I work with goddesses to reconnect them to their sacred feminine, help them open up to their divine gifts, and to expand their souls, the infinite possibilities and options of who they are, and grow into their power. I'm married for, I don't know how many years. I've been with my husband since we were 18 years old. I'm now 37, and our relationship is as strong as ever. He is my soulmate. I'm still completely in love with him. And we have a beautiful child, 7 years old.
Aw, that's so sweet. My name is Marie, and I'm an intuitive healer, psychic medium, and also a channel for the angels. And I help people overcome their obstacles, help them empower themselves, learn how to heal from past stuff so they can keep moving forward, and how to share their gifts with the world, because everybody has them. And my honey, we've known each other for, I want to say, 13 or 14 years now. We worked together a long time ago, but it just wasn't our time. And so we were able to both find our right place where we needed to be in our lives. So once I found my chance to empower myself, and then he found his, we were drawn back to each other, and we've been together now over a year and a half, and it's been absolutely amazing. And between the two of us, we have five beautiful children. Some are his from a previous marriage, and mine is also, but they're all our kids, and we love them just the same.
Amazing twin flames, huh?
Yeah, and we have five boys.
That's fun.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And it's cool to watch them all grow, and they're all different ages, but they get along, and it's wonderful. I wouldn't change a single thing.
Amen. Hi, my name is Trust Peño, and I am a lifestyle specialist. I work with people who want to improve their lifestyle through relaxation, healthy eating, fitness, and exercise. I do this through advice, support, and encouragement. I'm in a wonderful mixed-race relationship, and we are going strong. My partner and I, we have an understanding between the two of us. It's lovely. I wouldn't change anything, and it's just beautiful because I found myself, actually, before this, I was totally lost to really bad relationships, but now I'm really, really happy.
That's wonderful.
You feel your energy.
So, ladies,
so light.
I just love you guys. Awful.
Thank you.
So, ladies, please be kind to let the listeners know, once again, we have this 30 minutes, which, please forgive me, I am expanding as quick as I can. So, once again, not an hour, but 30 minutes. Be so kind to let the listeners know just some of the maybe not so pleasant experiences you had in relationships, and what tools were you able to gain into this new relationship now that you would share with a young woman, even a young man?
Okay. I'll begin. I'm Safra. My husband and I met when we were 18 years old. We met over in Israel on the not-so-calm border of Lebanon. We were both soldiers. And we came from very, very different backgrounds. I came from the United States. He was Israeli. Our families were very, very different. For the first 11 years, 10 years, 9 years, something like that, of our relationship, it was all an uphill battle. He was never taught to really give the respect that a woman deserved in a relationship based on his family experience. And so was never really able to bring that into our relationship. And I spent many years, we knew we loved each other, but it was always an uphill battle. And so for those first 9 years, it was really love that kept us together, even though there was a lot that needed to be worked on. And over the years, we slowly began to learn to understand each other and each other's story, each other's side, and accept the fact that we both came from very different places in order to mold ourselves together to create the relationship that we do have today. But for those first years, there was a lot of love, but not a lot of respect. And not a lot of compassion for me personally in my part of the journey. As he had to learn to respect women, he had to learn to respect the woman that he was with and to truly appreciate her as the goddess that she is and was at that point in time. So that was a very, very difficult first very long 9 years. A lot of love, a lot of trust, but definitely not a lot of respect.
Wow. Thank you for sharing. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
My name is Marie. I'm going to talk second again. I guess we'll just kind of go with the flow. my past relationships have been very, very trying. I've had a few, decent ones in the past, but it seemed like a lot of it really stemmed down to my self-worth. And I started realizing that after I had a very, very nasty divorce. And fortunately, it's something that's still ongoing, but he's a narcissist and there's really no way to help him get help. So I've just had to learn to accept and send him love as much as I possibly can. But through all of that, I was able to learn that I don't deserve how I was being treated. I don't deserve to be talked down to. I am a smart person. I am a beautiful woman. I can overcome these obstacles. And I feel that a lot of my clients, not all of them, but a lot of them have also been in bad relationships or are currently in bad relationships, and they're starting to realize their self-worth and that they deserve better as well, and helping them move through it. So I know that God gave me that opportunity so I can help those who are currently struggling. And so I honestly am blessed that I had that experience, but honestly, I'm also ready for that to be completely over. But I'm going to let God just finish the lesson. And but it's something that it really took me a very long time to understand. And then once I did, he blessed me with this amazing man that I am grateful for every day. And he's old fashioned. He is loving. He is respectful. And for, 30s, it's very kind of uncommon to find that. And I'm really, really happy that happened. And the funny part is about all of it, I had an ex-boyfriend and a best friend, he's the same person, pass away when my son was 5 months old. And he's always been watching over me over the years. Well, when my other half came into my life, my ex-boyfriend, because I'm a medium, he helped guide me to him. And it was funny because I didn't even know that he was my soulmate until my ex, Ross, started showing himself more and more. And he's like, this is the guy that you're supposed to be with. This is the one that I want to bring to you. And even still now, if we get busy with our daily lives, Ross appears to even both of us and helps us reconnect. So it's really cool that I have the spirits helping us stay focused and stay together and have such a beautiful relationship. I'm really honored, but it just took me learning that I was worth more. And then that's why I have the guy that I have. He's my reward.
Wow, Marie, you never shared that part with me.
Lovely.
I try not to get too mushy, but I think it's great because I've always had this other person that's loved me for all these years that's passed, and he's still looking out for me. And he told me, I'm going to bring you the man you deserve. And he finally did. And I am so, so happy that I finally found myself and I finally listened. And now I've got him, and he's wonderful. And we're in a mixed relationship, too. So, we have some difficulties, but really not that many. But it's just outsiders. It's not us. But there's no color. It's just love.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, great. My name is Trust, and right now I'm in a happy, loving relationship, like I said earlier. This is because I created this space. After a series of failed relationships, I had to take time out to reflect. You know, I had to seek help and take action, which is what I did. Through self-development and self-discovery, I learned that I had to change my ways in order to attract what I wanted. So I learned that I had to become the person that I truly wanted to attract, if that makes sense. I had to learn to love myself, to respect myself, to value my worth. All this were possible because, you know, actually a friend of mine was going through similar sort of things I was going through, and she recommended this book, this lovely book called Women Who Love Too Much by Robin Norwood. This is a great read. It actually woke me, and I discovered that everything starts with me. Everything starts with you, and that was mind-blowing for me. And as soon as I discovered myself, I started loving myself, I started, you know, being the person that I wanted to attract, everything magical. My partner is very respecting. He loves me. I mean, this is exactly what I wanted. I created this. You know, my whole world shifted. I started thinking differently, you know, because I did not expect anyone to change for me, so I had to change. I mean, this is brilliant. I mean, after that, there was also another book which I read, Secrets About Men Every Woman Should Know by Barbara DeAngelis. Briefly, you know, really it describes how you should treat a man or what you should do in order to attract the person that you want in your life. And I did exactly that. And in a way, I told myself I'm no longer in the market for pain and rejection. And that actually really, you know, I found my inner strength through that, and I let it lead my way. And you know, right now I'm so thankful everything is different because I took time, I respected myself, I created the space. So what I could say to everyone is take time to be yourself. First, treat yourself as you would like anyone to treat you. Be the best, healthiest, wealthiest, happiest version of yourself. Love yourself fully and completely. Be true to yourself. Become your own best friend, because that's exactly what I did. And this is exactly what I'm still doing. Have faith. Think big and know that anything is possible. Give yourself that time and space. One step at a time, obviously. Keep your feet on the ground. Be humble. Be grateful. Every day I'm grateful for the love that I have, for the love that I get, because I radiate love myself. I radiate love to the world, to mankind. You know, love yourself. Cherish yourself. And when you're content with all this, at this stage, it will be automatic. It will be automatic that you won't allow anyone to treat you in any other way except that is loving and healthy and how you'd like anyone to treat you. Yeah? This is amazing. Thank you.
Ladies, be so careful that the audience know individually how they can contact you all for any information. I know the information, once again, audience, posted on Blog Talk Radio. The recording will be available a few minutes after the show. All the information is on here, but I would love them to give you any information that they can provide for any additional services in the near future you'd like to contact them.
Okay, can I start? I can be contacted via email. My email is princess@buiganyo.com or via Facebook, Buiganyo Trust Kenya.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll go second. Marie, and you can contact me through email, marievandam1@gmail.com or Marie Van Dam Intuitive Healing on Facebook or on my website, marievandamintuitivehealing.com.
Okay. And I am Safra Turner. Best place to contact me is through my group on Facebook, Bliss Out Goddess. So just search out the group, Bliss Out Goddess, and you can certainly contact me right there. My website is infiniteascensionmatrix.com. That's infiniteascensionmatrix.com. And, of course, you can email me at Safra, S-A-F-R-A, at infiniteascensionmatrix.com.
So, audience, ladies, thank you so much. Audience, please know this is the first time I've had four people on the show one time. So I'm not gonna say the words I told the lady before the show. I am really just blessed, and I'm just so grateful that we're on time, we're on schedule. That's how I know this is meant to be. This conversation, very short dialogue, information is going to be powerful to somebody. And I'm so grateful to Spirit for all you ladies. And now, thank you so much for providing that information. I like this that we're only got 15 minutes into the show. Fantastic. It's like on schedule. And it's, I would like us to go into some detail. Some details, some tools that you were able to take away from those not so pleasant relationships that you have in the relationships now to make your relationship work.
This is Safra. So a couple of things that have really shifted our relationships, and what I work with many of my clients as well, are as follows. First and foremost, what both of you said previously, growing in, appreciating and loving yourself, self-love, self-worth, self-appreciation are just essential aspects. Along with that is wholeness and completion. Knowing that you yourself, as a human being, as the soul that you are full and are complete, and do not need to depend on another for your validation, your self-love, and your self-worth. And within that, you're able to grow an incredibly beautiful relationship of two souls coming together to complement each other, but not necessarily to complete each other. It allows a lot of space for growth and expansion within a relationship. Along with that, a few very important things that we have learned over the years and which has grown us into the soulmate status that we are, has been really to see the other, and respect the other. And what I mean by that is that each of us has our story, each of us has our background, each of us has our set beliefs that have come through from childhood or previous. And these belief systems influence who we are and what we believe, and even our argumentative style and our loving style, our sexual style, everything today. And when we accept and respect that each of us comes from our own story and our own experience, we are able to accept and respect the other person's story and experience as simply no more than that, but their story and experience. And then we are able to more be able to work within the relationship to grow it rather than to fight it and to go against the grain and go against the flow, which clearly can cause difficulty. So you flow forward through loving and accepting each other and through accepting your wholeness as the being that you are. You do not need to depend on another soul for your validation, but depending on yourself and complementing that with the other soul, with you, with the soul that you are with throughout this life journey.
Okay, so I'm Marie, and I'll speak next. I have found that sometimes with some of my clients and even myself, I know a lot of us have problems from either growing up in childhood or, you know, like was already mentioned, their environment. And so they might feel like they're not worth enough, or their family hasn't told them they're never going to be enough, or they get stuck in these situations where they're constantly looking for acceptance and they're looking for love, and they get stuck in lower energy relationships because their vibe and their energy is low. And so when you're low, you're going to accept the same level. But the thing is God has created each and every one of us exactly like he wanted to. He has given us lessons and he's given us obstacles, and based on what we do with that, obviously we can grow more. But there's nothing wrong with anybody. There's just a lesson within it, and that's where people need to learn and understand. And the moment that you realize that God made me this way because I'm perfect, I may not look like the person next to me, I may be different than the person I've dated, sometimes we see things differently, but God made me exactly how I was supposed to be, and learn to love yourself and appreciate yourself. Then you're not looking for validation in relationships. I find that a lot of light workers seem to be put in front of me. And the only problem sometimes with being a light worker is we see the person inside and not necessarily the person outside. And sometimes people don't want to change and we can't make them change. But because we want to help, that's our natural calling. We get stuck in these relationships or friendships sometimes, where we feel like if we help them, then they're going to be something amazing. But you can't force somebody to change if they don't choose to. So that's when you need to learn to take care of yourself and learn to love yourself and learn to be the best you can be. Don't be afraid to do the things that you want to do. If you want to go to school for a certain subject, go for it, no matter if anybody's telling you not to. If you want to go for go on a trip, or you feel like you need to travel, or whatever is calling you, you should be called to do that. You should go ahead and do that, because that's part of your own personal growth. And the more you grow and the more you learn about yourself, the more you give yourself self-love. And you don't necessarily need a relationship for validation, but when the time is right, the right person will be put in front of you. And when that happens, then it can be absolutely magical. And in my relationship, I'm very blessed. Like I said, he's a very old-fashioned man. He's very respectable. He's very sweet, and I'm really lucky that I have this guy. But he'll even tell you to this day there's still some deprogramming that needs to be done, because I'm always asking for approval when I don't necessarily need to ask for approval. But that's just based on the past relationships, and everybody's still working through that stuff. Groceries. I always grab all the groceries. I'm a single mom. Well, I was a single mom. Getting everything done on my own, carrying 15 bags, and that man will not hear it. He'll have me put them back in the car and carry them in himself, which is so sweet, because he's like, babe, why are you carrying everything in? I don't know. I'm used to it. You know? So, him and I are still trying to figure out our flow, and we do a really good job of communicating and hearing each other, so that's advice I could give to people. When you are upset or if there's something bothering you, you know, don't come in for a fight. Maybe sometimes take a step back and just communicate. And him and I, we're lucky. We don't fight. I've had enough of that in the past, and I know he has. So if there's certain things that bother him, we'll sit down and we have a talk, and, you know, we kind of go forward with it and learn how to mesh together. And I found that that makes us stronger. And, you know, not only for our relationship, but even for the whole family. The kids see that. The kids see how we work together. Plus, we're also showing them how to respect each other. You know, that's your dad. This is your mom. Treat them with respect, and everybody is going to be great. And we're all going to love each other. So it's just, I guess the best advice I could give for anybody is learn to love yourself. Don't be afraid of being you. You're going to attract the right person in your life. And if you're looking for validation, it's not going to last. And you're going to find that you're going to be miserable and you're going to be unhappy. And it's because you're not in the right fit, because you don't even love yourself. So definitely love yourself. Like, my boyfriend laughs at me when I'm like, oh, look, there's a ghost in the corner of the room. And he can't see it. He just giggles. He's like, you're so cute. But he loves me for me, and I can be me openly. And I'm, like I said, I'm really happy that I have him.
Thank you very much.
Oh, hi. This is Trust again. What are the tools that I can give anyone, or what are the tools that I use myself First of all, affirmations. I am a fan of affirmations. I mean, simple affirmations like, I love myself. I am beautiful. I'm healthy. I'm whole. I'm anointed. I'm blessed. You know, something, start with something like that, you know, to love yourself and read more. Second, you know, read. Empower yourself. Personal development is key. And what I do as well is I meditate. You know, being in tune with the source or being in tune with divine intelligence, you know, it sort of makes you calm and you can think straight. You know, let divine love radiate and learn to love people, love everyone. If you start loving people, you know, eventually you will produce and generate love because love never fails. If you're looking for love, you've got to generate love yourself. You've got to produce love by loving people, by loving everyone, because love is the power that unifies the world. You know, and love is a process of giving and receiving. So you've got to give in order to receive. And know that everyone needs to feel loved, and appreciated, and important. That's exactly what you need to do through being kind to mankind. So by being kind, you're radiating that love that you want in your life, because love begins at home. Love begins with you. Think loving thoughts about yourself and about everyone else. That's the key. Thank you.
Tawanda, can I just touch on one thing real quick? I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to say one thing. I know that, because we're all talking about our relationships, and I'll be brief. I wanted to make sure that people understand that if they're in a bad relationship, it doesn't mean they've messed up. I wanted to just preface that. Actually, Archangel Michael is the one was tapping me on the shoulder to say it. It doesn't mean that they've messed up and they've done something wrong. We all, and I'm sure I speak for all of the ladies, had to experience some of the bad relationships so we would truly appreciate the ones that are put before us. And every day I'm grateful for the past because I have my future.
I want you to know all the ladies. But I'm about to talk about you before you talk. All the ladies are extremely gorgeous. But this lady in London, she's a tad bit more gorgeous. She's just, one, I don't know, we'll talk about that probably the next show. Like I said, we're all gorgeous, but she's extremely gorgeous inside and out. Now you can go. Yeah, we have 3 minutes left.
All right, okay. Thank you. What was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. It's okay. what I can say
is, hello?
In order for us to experience the good things or to experience true love, we've got to go through the bad relationships. This is what we came here in this world to experience, both bad and good. So we've got to go through this. This is how
so
we
ladies,
live.
What does the rest of 2017 have in store for you and your families?
For me, 2017 is a year of harvest. 2017 is a year of happiness. You know, everything that I've worked for in my life, all the bad things that I went through were just preparation for 2017. And it's amazing. Everything is amazing. It's fantastic. And it's going to get more and more beautiful.
I know for me, 2017 has been a very trying year, but it was an opportunity for, you know, things to be recalibrated. And I know numerology has a lot to do with it, but this is really our opportunity for a whole new beginning. And even though we've already started, there's still a lot of things from our past that we're clearing up and, you know, obstacles to overcome. And this year is just about us getting even closer as a family and doing more together as a family and growing together and learning how to work together. That for me is everything.
Yes, and I have to agree with that as well. With all ends come new beginnings, and this year is closing up the end of the cycle and opening up a new cycle. Absolute growth and expansion, both on the family level, personal, spiritual, for us as a family unit, and as a soul family, and for all of us.
Amen.
Ladies, my time has come. I'm so excited, but not sad. Not going to say sad, because once again, this is where we're going to continue. I thank you all so much for coming on and sharing your stories. Audience, please know, all the information about all these goddesses can be found on Blog Talk Radio. Their email address, basic information about them, actually their email address and websites will give you all the information you need about them. Please feel free to contact them. Please feel free to go to Tawanda M. Allen on Facebook. It's posted there. And contact any of us. So once again, if anyone's having a situation in their lives that's interested in moving forward or creating anew, I believe this conversation is not the one conversation we'll have, but we'll have another dialogue. And we'll go more in depth, and I believe the conversation will be a lot longer. Ladies, thank you so much for coming on Dancing with the Energy with Tawanda Allen. I am truly honored. And audience, I thank you all so much for tuning in. Take care, stay blessed, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.